And now a question. Do you smother your cauliflower with cheese and then bake it? Broil or boil your broccoli and serve with olive oil? Well, back away from the stove, because here now resident chef Kathy Gunst has a better way. She joins us in the studio. Kathy, first of all, these are very much better ways, but
I hope.
Cauliflower and broccoli, why?
Well, it's actually the time of year. We do see cauliflower and broccoli in the market year-round because we live in a year-round kind of vegetable culture. But the truth is that they are in season now, particularly broccoli. It's called a cool season crop, and you'll see it from October straight through the spring in April. And cauliflower as well. In farmers markets, you'll see beautiful little heads of cauliflower with bright green leaves. That's a sign that it's very, very fresh, and that's what you want to be looking for. And the possibilities are endless.
And do you see cauliflower, by the way, as a main course?
That is so personal, Jeremy.
This one could be.
You know, absolutely, it can be. There is something very, and I'm sorry to use this word because I know vegetarians don't like it, but it's almost meaty. It's very substantial. The first dish I want to turn your attention to is a whole roasted cauliflower. Mm. So I took a whole cauliflower, again, the bright green leaves, and I roasted it with just some olive oil and salt and pepper. And then in a skillet, I sauteed some garlic with some olive oil and pine nuts and parsley, spooned it onto the roasted cauliflower, and then sprinkled a little bit of Parmesan cheese for some umami, that fifth sense, that, again, a meaty flavor. Mm. I could eat that alone for dinner. So, yes, I will answer your personal question. Absolutely.
By the way, these are of the cruciferous vegetable family.
Well said. Cruciferous. Can I say it? Because I practice.
Cruciferous.
Cruciferous. I don't think
now
I could spell it.
That.
Okay,
yeah.
I could, but it's boring. Yes, broccoli and cauliflower are both cruciferous, as are cabbage and kale. Unlike the others, cauliflower has no chlorophyll, which is what gives those vegetables their green color. Cauliflower is obviously white. And this stuff is good for you, as in really good for you. Very low in calories. A cup is 25 calories, which is like nothing. Fiber, vitamin C. We could go on and on. A lot of people, when they're diagnosed with cancer, first thing they run to are these cruciferous vegetables, broccoli in particular. You know, is it going to stop you from getting cancer? I sincerely doubt it, but it's pretty delicious in the meantime.
I'll tell you what else is delicious is this soup, which also has cauliflower in it.
It does. And it's a good moment to talk about the fact that these are quite interchangeable. You could do this soup with broccoli. It would obviously be a different color. So I wanted to use Indian spices. There's a lot of cauliflower that pops up in Indian food. And I decided I would make a soup because I wrote a book about soup and I love to make soups. So this Indian spice cauliflower soup with coconut milk has fennel seed and fresh ginger and dry ginger, and cumin seed. And then that coconut milk, along with some vegetable stock or chicken stock. I mean, talk about a main course. I would eat that soup and be perfectly happy.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
And by the way, I would also like to know why I am unable to eat soup without spilling it on myself.
Wow, you didn't even have to admit that, you know?
It's radio, right.
I
want to ask about the texture of the soup.
Yes.
While Jeremy mops up. So it's obviously you've used like a Cuisinart or something.
Yeah, actually I used an immersion blender, which is one of my favorite tools because they're quite inexpensive. And what it means is that you make soup in one pot. You don't have to transfer it to the blender or the food processor, clean that out, then clean the pot, put it back in the pot. It's basically a very strong whisk on a stick that you plug in and it just blends it up, but it doesn't overblend it.
Right.
Sometimes people put things in Cuisinart and blenders, and they get so overblended that it's just a little bit too smooth. So, yeah, you're tasting some texture in there, and also the ginger.
We mustn't forget the broccoli that is here.
We must not. So one of the things I discovered is that sometimes if you cut a vegetable in a different way, it leads you to a new texture and a new dish. So broccoli, they're florets, and they are generally separated and steamed or sautéed or stir-fried. I decided to cut the broccoli whole into thin slices with the stem as well, because the stem is also delicious. So it's almost like a thin steak, and I steamed it for a minute and sautéed it again with garlic, and then hot Italian sausage, and tossed it with penne or your favorite shape pasta, little Parmesan cheese, another quick go-to dinner.
And mine's without the sausage, and it's
you could
meal.
Go either way. Absolutely.
I just want to say, we were talking in the beginning about if you're just boiling your vegetables. I have these memories of my grandmother's apartment, and you could
smell
boiled
yes.
vegetables, and that's a nice memory, but you don't want that.
Is that a nice memory?
It's of grandma, but you don't want that smell.
Well,
you know?
It's not even the smell, it's the texture too, by steaming them lightly. You want to leave what the Italians call al dente, or a little bit of bite.
Yeah.
And we will put all of these recipes that Kathy's been talking about at our website, hereandnow.org. Go for it, especially the soup.
It will
crash.
Delicious. The website will crash.
As always. Kathy, thank you.
Thanks, guys.